With the water factory, since the beginning of the government of South Sudan, we've been working very closely with them to establish the factory in accordance with the standard. Every factory that opened here in South Sudan, they usually come to us. They report themselves to us and tell us that they want to actually set up the whole factory. So we work with them from the flooring, with the machineries, with the environment, with the staff, with the labs that they're supposed to have, with the water resources from the river or from wells, if they have that case, and then the final product, which we usually take and we test to ensure that they are complying with the standard. But when the war broke up in 2013 and then we have another incident in July, a lot of things went into a very crazy kind of state, to the point where now the water factory, majority of them, they don't really want to cooperate with the Bureau anymore. They feel that, you know, they can do their own thing and get away with it. And with the Bureau, with our limited resources, especially now the fuel is not available, we are not interacting with them on a very regular basis that we would have liked to interact with them. As a result, I believe this is creating a loophole, that the standards are dropping, that the water factories are not doing the way they're supposed to do. And they're not producing water with the standard that we required from them, because we gave them the standard to follow. We gave them the copy. They actually came here and got the copy of the standard to implement in every step, whether being in production area, being in purification processes, or being in the final product requirement as well as labeling. It has really been a very difficult process with them. So the lack of cooperation, I believe, is one of the biggest things that is failing the water factory as well as us in the area of ensuring that the water of the standard is actually up to the level.
Recently, there has been concern regarding the quality of water. As Bureau of Standard, what step have you taken in order to verify such reports?
Okay, this is a very important question, because of course in any situation, if there is a problem, you have to rectify it. So let me just go back a little bit to show you who are our main stakeholders in this particular area of water factories. We have Juba City Council, we've been working with for a long time, since this gentleman named Christopher. When Christopher was there, we worked very closely, because Juba City Council play a very important role in making sure that the factories are adhering to the Juba Council's regulations. Things like maintaining your cleanliness, make sure the rubbish is not thrown everywhere, stuff like that. Then the Ministry of Environment work with us in the area where any byproduct or any waste coming out from the factory is not supposed to be dumped into the river. That was the biggest challenge we faced during those days. And the Ministry of Environment been working very hard to ensure that they get involved in this, what they call wastewater. So as of late, it seems like a lot of our work has intermingled, and we really need to sit down and try our best to define all our areas so that we don't get into confusion and don't allow the public as well as the factories to get into confusion as who is responsible for what. So really, we, the Bureau of Standard, we are responsible for the production processes of the water, starting from source of where the water are coming from to the purification process to production. That's our job.
What measures or steps are you people going to take in case you came across a water company not following the standard of producing water for public consumption?
Now, as we are working with the team in the Bureau, with the water factory, we discover the number of water factories in Juba has gone down to about 10 or even less. These water factory, I know their managers do listen to Mariah FM. I just want to tell them one thing, that as from this month, please put your water factory in order. Anytime, any hour will come and actually check your water factory from the source to the production. If any particular area is not meeting up to the standard we have already given you, then there's not going to be a small penalty. We've decided as a team that is going to be a very high penalty. And the highest penalty, if you actually are not cooperating with us, then we ask for the closure of the water company. Because there is no point of you producing water and this is affecting people's health, and all of us are just watching you producing this. This is not right. It's very wrong.